Do you believe in the boogeyman?
No.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
No! No!
She's the only one who can stop it. If she fails...
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
No one will survive.
And this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with actors, comedians, filmmakers about what? Scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, haha, goofy time. We shoot the shit, we spoil, we get off topic. But either way, shit's about to get spooky.
That was spooky right there.
The spookiest thing that could have happened right now.
Oh, yeah.
Is that.
Oh, now I'm like...
You're ready. You're in it. You're probably like, who's this guy? Professional wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Turned actor.
Yes.
Awesome human.
Thank you. I try.
Vinny Pacifica. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here.
Oh, this is amazing. Flew in, got welcomed with I'm a big scenery person.
Yes.
I love nice weather, palm trees, you know, I love it. And I'm a big Florida. I love palm trees. I love tropical. I love Hawaii. But I come here and I'm like, how can you have mountains and palm trees?
You get both.
It's insane.
You get both.
Perfect. I love it.
It's great. And mm-hmm. Again, thank you for you're like, I'm flying in. I'm like, you're crazy.
I love it. I love LA. And any chance I get to go to LA, I do it. So... it's worth it.
It's good. Well, thank you for being on. And I think you're a little bit of a horror fan.
Huge, right? Horror fan.
Yeah.
Huge.
What are some of your favorite horror movies?
Okay.
Besides the one we're talking about today.
Yes. Yeah. I love Halloween. The cliche one. Halloween. It. Chucky. Chucky's always a massive big one for me. But I'm going to say this today. And I don't know. I love Mockingbird. That is one of the weirdest, wackiest... films I've ever seen. It's the, if you look at Mockingbird and you see a clown, that's the one.
Okay.
It is, the format of the film is just wild. You gotta check it out. Whoever, if you're watching this, check that movie out, Mockingbird. It's phenomenal. It's creepy. It leaves you wanting more, and it's just great.
This one?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You gotta check it out.
2014, okay.
I watched it, and I when it ended, I wasn't ready for it to end.
Yeah.
You know, so, and my wife was like, oh, my gosh, there's number two. And I don't think there was number two, but it was such a good ending, such a good movie. Go watch it.
That's terrifying. Clowns are creepy.
I love clowns.
Oh, you love them. So you're like seeking them out. You're like, I need to find a clown.
Clown movies, yeah. Like,
okay, clown, got it, okay.
When I was younger, like maybe when I was 21, I got into horror again. I just typed in clown. And that was all I did. That came up. The clown movie, the mm-hmm. regular clown one.
Yeah.
With the what was it? Like he was a alien in a way. Was that what it was?
The clown. Like the movie Clown?
Yes.
Yeah.
One clown movie, the clown was doing acts for a party and he fell on a knife. Remember that one? Is that another one?
Billy Madison?
No. Maybe. No.
No,
but
I know.
It is a clown movie though. I love clown movies.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just, I mean, like, listen, I think it's awesome. That's just me.
Okay, I have a good clown movie you should check out. You might have seen it, but it's on Tubi. It's called Gags the Clown.
Didn't see it.
Okay.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah. It's, do you remember in 2016, the clown craze that happened where the clowns were roaming college campuses?
In Staten Island, where I live?
Just everywhere. It was all over the U.S.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was all over the U.S.
But there was a clown in Staten Island.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
And that checks out because it's Staten Island. But, yeah, so it was everywhere, but it was like the Blair Witch when they promoted
okay.
it, where it was like, these people are missing, but instead of that, it was like, there's clowns on the loose, mm. and so it started off as movie promotion, and then people actually were going out and doing it for real. And
I like that.
No, I got chased by a clown on my college.
Did you really?
Campus. Yeah.
Scary.
I was terrified.
Yeah, you don't know if it's going to be somebody trying to hurt you.
Yeah,
if it's a
joke.
I don't know
if it's a frat guy. I don't know. I was like, I don't like this. So, yeah, that was bad. And then
it's scary.
What was the first movie, horror or not, to scare you?
Rest in peace to my Nana. Miss her very much. I was sitting in Grandma's house in Florida, just sitting down on her little rocking chair. She's making pierogies in the kitchen. I'm sitting there. And she's just making food. You know, Grandma's always cooking.
Yeah.
Something's on TV. I didn't know what it was. It was Halloween one, Michael Myers.
Yeah.
And it scared the living daylight out of me. I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, and it was crazy. It was a crazy experience. It scared me for months on end. My dad liked scaring me, kind of, like, as, like, you know, being funny. Mm-hmm. So he didn't tell me it was fake. He didn't tell me it was a movie. He said, oh, don't worry, Michael Myers lives in Illinois, you're good. Like, that's not enough. I need to know he's fake. So I didn't know for a very long time that it was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like a documentary. I didn't know what it was. So very scary. But I was a huge fan, even younger. But it wasn't scary.
Yeah.
Universal Monsters.
Okay, yes.
Frankenstein, Dracula,
the classics,
Mummy.
Yeah.
My mom always had Halloween stuff going on. That is where my love for horror started, but it didn't scare me. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. You know, I actually had the Frankenstein in a chair like this with the chains around his hands and the big boots. I loved it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty awesome, isn't it?
That's awesome.
I still have those toys too somewhere.
Ugh. Bring them out. Yeah. You know what? I always feel bad when you, like, when you're at your parents' house and you're like, oh, all my toys are in bins.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, they're just sitting there. And
yep.
It's like,
Toy Story.
It's so sad. It's so sad. And then I'm like, well, I'm not having kids, so should I just, and then I'm like, you know what?
Sell them, keep them.
Well, I want to keep them. Do you remember there's a poet named Shel Silverstein. Do you remember those books?
Yes.
Like, Where the Sidewalk Ends. One of the poems was, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray to Lord my soul to keep, and if I die before I wake, I pray to Lord my toys to break, so none of the other kids can play with them.
Oh,
amen.
Yep.
And I,
that's it.
And I mean that with my whole heart, and I will be buried with all of my Polly Pockets. Yeah.
Screw it. They're staying in the bins.
They're staying in the bins, and they're coming, and I'm going to be surrounded by plastic, and it's what I want.
No one else is getting them.
It's what I want. So I gave you a huge, long list of movies. And immediately you were like, nope, this one. You're like, this one. You haven't done it. Done. And that was A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah. Listen, when I saw that movie wasn't taken, I was like, come on. I love this movie. It's great. I like the new ones, like the new one that just came out. But, like, nothing beats Robert Englund.
Yeah.
He is a genius. And for someone to make a character that iconic, he deserves that Hollywood star.
Oh, yeah. He's brilliant, amazing, wonderful. Just all around, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to explain this movie, and I know most people know the movie, okay? But if you had to explain this movie to somebody who has never seen it before, how are you explaining it?
It's trippy. It's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But it really, it encompasses childhood fear so perfectly. Because when we're kids, we're worried about the monster under the bed. We're worried about going to sleep. We're worried about the dark. This is the horror villain that encompasses the dark, the sleep, the nighttime time, right?
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, that's like the perfect horror villain,
yeah.
Right? In my opinion. Like, Michael Myers comes around once a year, Halloween. Jason is...
Fridays.
Yeah, crazy. But Freddy Krueger... Like, you can't escape it.
Yeah.
Because everyone needs sleep. You got people pounding energy drinks to stay awake so they don't fall asleep. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
You always fall asleep. So that right there is one of the... I love it. And, you know, for me, it was one of the classics that I really just fell in love with as a kid growing up. But also, my dad had a timeshare upstate in New York.
Okay.
And there was a... vending machine, not a vending machine. What's that? But the crane machine,
mm-hmm.
And there were all the horror icons: mm-hmm. Freddy, Jason, Michael, and I got a Freddy. And that's kind of how it kind of started for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I was
awesome.
Like 8 or 9, but yeah.
And you're like, no, this is I'm a Freddy person through and through.
I love the costume, the red and green.
He's iconic. He's iconic.
He is.
I was doing a stand-up show on Tuesday, and it was like the audience puts in topics, and then the comics riff off of them. Mm-hmm. And but it was horror themed.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not kidding. So many were about if Freddy is uncircumcised or not.
Wow.
And that was like the whole thing.
Well, is he?
He can take the glove off. Everyone assumes that he just would chop his penis off. That's what they're like. How does he pee? I'm like, he can take the glove off
and use the glove.
No, in like his hand.
He can. Oh, that's true. Does the glove come off?
Yeah, it's a glove.
Is it really? Oh, has it always been a glove?
Yeah, he makes it in the beginning. He's making a glove and then he puts it on.
Yes,
it doesn't stay on.
So then I guess I guess maybe
in theory. Anyways, that was
so, was he circumcised?
I don't know. I don't think we ever find out. Mm. In this specific movie, no. But in the stand up, I was like, guys, get your head out of the gutter. Yeah, it's a glove. You can take it. It's what horror fans are fucking weird. I love you guys. What the fuck?
They're amazing though. They I tell you what, as a wrestler who's acting, who's done some horror films, I've never seen such passionate fans, like horror and wrestling fans, and a lot of them are combined.
Yeah, the crossover is very crazy. Much. Yeah,
and I love that. So I love you guys.
Yeah, I mean Kayla, Becker, and Braxton.
She's
great.
Best.
She's the best. Also, getting into more into horror stuff as well.
Awesome.
And then I'm telling the people I know. You probably know him, Ryan Namath.
Love Ryan.
Yeah, he's the best. He's one of my besties.
And
Nick. Yeah, the besties.
They are amazing. Yeah. Ryan's hilarious.
Oh my God,
Ryan's
he's so funny.
I love when people can be funny without even trying to be funny. That's the best part of it.
He's a hoot. He's a hoot and a half.
Yeah,
I love that man. He's so awesome. We're trying to get he's booked and busy. And
really?
I'm like,
is he doing movies?
I don't know what he's doing. He's like, I can't. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm like, we'll figure it out. We'll
get
you on. Gotta
get him on. He's hilarious.
We'll get you on. So, Nightmare on Elm Street. Getting back to that. Besides, you know, the penis. Anyways, it always comes up. Something phallic in this episode. It always happens. Directed by the lovely Wes Craven. R.I.P. King.
Best.
Died way too soon.
Mm-hmm.
2015, I think. 14? Mm-hmm. No.
You know what's crazy also? Someone told me on a podcast recently, they asked me, Wes Craven or John Carpenter?
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my God, how do you choose between those two?
It's tough.
What do you pick? Here I am, asking.
I know, no, that's fine. There's no format. We just go. That's so tough.
It really is.
I mean, personally, I've seen more Wes Craven movies because I went down a rabbit hole and watched all of his movies, but I haven't seen all of John Carpenter. So I feel like, but I would say Wes Craven probably because I like him, but
me too.
John Carpenter, I think, is also equally as brilliant.
They
it's
really
like
are.
A Sophie's choice. Like they're both really good. And it's like, you really can't go wrong if you pick either one. But if you say you like one or the other, people in the comments are going to be like, what are you doing? And he's just like, you know what? This is the scenario right now. I'm going to pick Wes, but I love John so much and his scores are brilliant. And
oh yeah. John, you know, it's these people who created this iconic characters is like, you know, I don't think, I hope there'll be, besides Art the Clown, I don't know how many more horror villains like that
you
could
can
be original.
Yeah.
There's so many amazing ones, but like Pennywise, you know, Freddy, Jason, Michael, Frankenstein, Mummy, that Dracula, like what more? Who else is there really?
People are trying. They're really trying. And look, I love indie filmmaking. I love it. I do it myself. I love it. There's some dog shit out there. And that's great.
Oh, I've seen it.
And it's great. You know what? I look forward to being in one of those movies and I will hype it up so much. And you know what? In the wise words of the Grinch, one man's trash is another man's potpourri. So,
oh yeah, love the Grinch.
It's the best. It's the best.
Oh, I went to Universal Studios in December with my wife, and the line for the Grinch
so long,
3 hours.
Yeah, insane.
And we were my wife wanted to meet him so bad for she loves the Grinch.
Yeah,
and I ended up we didn't do it. And I felt terrible.
I mean, it was 3 hours. That's a long time. That's to commit to like a 2 minute, maybe that's 1 minute interaction. Like, I'm okay. That's crazy.
I know, but it would have been fun. And she wanted to do it for years. And she was sitting there for a minute thinking about it. And then we saw like the line on VelociCoaster was like 40 minutes. And we saw like the Simpsons line was like 10 minutes. Or like, let's just do rides.
Yeah.
It was great. I love theme parks. Sorry.
It's the best. It would be fun. Now, if A Nightmare on Elm Street was a ride.
Oh my goodness.
That would be so cool. I think I'm surprised they don't have a like horror
theme park.
Only theme park, because it would go crazy.
They don't have one of those?
I think they have horror themed rides like in certain parks.
There should be a full on theme park.
But it should 100% be a theme park. And like A Nightmare on Elm Street, I think would be like almost like, have you been to the Universal here?
I have not.
Okay, there's a the Secret Life of Pets ride. It's basically just like
drive through.
Yeah, I think that would be the best thing for like you're like riding on a bed through.
Yes.
And it's like the boiler room, and then you like go through the bedroom,
and it comes out over you. Like you mm-hmm. come out over your head as different types. You know that would be awesome. But I'll tell you this. Agree.
Yeah.
But I say make a full-on theme park for all horror.
Yeah.
Like okay, Epic Universe. Sorry. Epic Universe. Dark Universe.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
They did a great job with that. I didn't go there yet, but I do my research.
More.
And I watch it. Dark More, yes. But if there was a theme park strictly just for horror, and you put it in a place that has a lot of horror fans. I don't know. Northeast is huge in horror.
Yeah,
well,
just put, I mean, literally anywhere, people will, you put it there, people will come.
They'll go. And you got Freddy Ride. Yeah, but the Freddy Ride could be like, you know, a drive through, but also could turn into a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Ever is a ride in SeaWorld that you're on a boat, but it turns into a roller coaster. Like,
ooh.
There's no, yeah. Like, you're on a boat, you're going on these water things, and then it hits tracks and starts flying.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
That would be insane.
So why can't you have Freddy, where like floating in the bed, and then hits tracks, starts going crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Come on.
I love. And then you actually get slashed.
Yes, at the end.
And then you die.
And you die, and then you, and that's it.
But you know that when you enter the theme park is that you probably won't make it alive.
Yeah.
Because then you're the final girl or final boy. And like, that's how you.
That's the selling point of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you sign, they have waivers.
They have waivers. Yeah, NDAs.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And it's like a whole, it's like a whole legal battle, but like they got it. They figured out a loophole and.
I love it. They got. I can't believe they don't have a theme park for dedicated to horror. Did Freddy have a Universal haunted house?
I don't know. I don't follow. So here's. I'm not a big haunted house person.
Okay.
I did work at a haunted house,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like them.
Yeah, they're scary.
I'm going through one tomorrow.
Where?
In Anaheim.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's like a. Valentine's Day themed one.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm going to do a video and that's
you should.
And it's free. So I'm
that's
like,
cool.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for those. I'm not. If I get offered for free things, I will do it.
Yes.
I will do it. But within reason.
Of course.
Somebody wanted me to come to their haunt, but it was like an escape room, but they like started like dragging you in the escape room and like they separate you from your group. And I was like, nah, that's just torture.
That
I'm
is
okay.
Much.
That's actually crazy. I'm okay. Thank you.
That is much. I like haunted houses. You know, I love the Universal haunted houses.
Yes.
I will say I've never been to Universal Horror Nights, which is a crime.
You're fine.
I know. People are like, oh, Vinny, you didn't go to haunted. I'm like, I didn't. Because every year I want to go. But my wife and I for wrestling, I travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 2 years, October, November, I was in, the last 2 years during October, I was in Germany, Dubai, Costa Rica, Romania, Hungary, Germany, Netherlands, England, and France. All the last 2 years during October, November.
Yeah.
So I missed horror nights.
Yeah, you missed a lot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But I did do Europa Park in Germany.
Okay.
That is the sickest theme park.
Germans know about scaring.
Oh, my God.
I went to Germany for the first time in September, and they had, it was just like.
What part?
Munich.
Ooh.
And it was just like a fair.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry. It was Oktoberfest. But also in Austria and like that area.
That's cool.
But they like with the Grimm fairy tales, there's something like terrifying about those, but it's just like a normal fair ride. But then they put people inside the fair ride. So I go to fairs all the time. I've done those haunted houses. They're not scary, but they put people inside them.
Okay.
And now they're grabbing you.
What kind of ride is it?
It's just like a car. It's like you sit down and then you just and then it just goes.
Well, that's cool though.
Yeah, but then they got people grabbing you and I didn't. Yeah, and no. I'm like,
you don't know who it is. You don't know what's. Yeah.
And I was like, no, it was not. Hey, Germany, what are we doing? What are we doing? This is terrifying.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. I didn't sign. You don't have to sign anything. There's no safety. It's super safe, but also there are no rules in Europe, and I love that. But also, I hate it.
So. Love it and hate it at the same time, because it comes with, like, positive negatives. Like, I'll tell you what. I did a ride in Europa Park, which Europa Park is literally, like, Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Epcot is?
Yeah, yeah.
They have the Epcot Bowl, which is crazy how they have that. But then they have, like, two mice, like Mickey and Minnie, but, like, their version. And all the countries are all the European countries.
Yeah.
So they have Iceland, Germany, Romania, every country in Europe, which is crazy. But they do a really good job at it. Like, the countries you're walking through are, like, exact. But they have a ride called the Voltron.
Mm-hmm.
That ride has caused me to no longer fear any rides anymore.
Wow.
That kind of sucks because, like, now I go to, like, Disney or I'll go to, like, a SeaWorld and do, like, the Manta ride, that are really crazy rides.
Yeah.
And they don't faze me. VelociCoaster didn't faze me.
Yeah.
And it's, like, this theme park has caused me to, like, the scariest rides ever or, like, the craziest rides. And now every other ride seems like a baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're never in the U.S. They're always outside.
Yeah.
And that's just what they do. The U.S., like, our scare level is not...
It's not.
...up to par with the rest of the world. It is way scarier...
It was bad.
Everywhere else. It'd be fun if in the ride, if we're doing the Nightmare on Elm Street ride, if it is like a drive-through type thing, having spinning rooms, kind of like they had in the movie.
Yes.
With, like, when, like, Tina's death,
uh-huh.
where she's being dragged around the room.
Yes.
And then you even have, like, the fake blood
mm-hmm.
of Johnny Depp, you know, exploding, which I think is so... I didn't realize that was a spinning room.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that those... The genius, like, those things where you're like, I would never have thought of that. In my head, I'm like, oh, she's being dragged around this room. I'm like, you know, you can move the room and just keep the camera steady. And it's so that... Yeah, you could just flip the camera.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right.
And you know what also would be cool on that ride? You go through Freddy's mouth. You have his head and his mouth being open and you go through it and like there's a drop.
That'd be sick. That'd be sick as hell.
Sorry, you get me.
You're
going.
All good. No, you're
these
all good.
These theme parks
no.
are just like, to me, it's
but,
like.
But so did you know that that's how they filmed?
No, those I had scenes? No idea.
Yeah, it's super. So Johnny Depp, the scene where, like, obviously, you know, jumping around, the ending where he's in the bed and
the blood.
The blood.
Yeah.
This, you know, pooling everywhere, it's actually upside down. The room is upside down, so all that water is going down.
Wait a minute. So how is he... Wait a minute.
Because the camera's upside down.
He's just sitting down like in a chair like this. He's sitting down like regular.
He's laying down. He's on the bed.
In the bed.
But it's a dummy. It's
okay.
not a real person. And then they flip the camera. So he's in the bed initially, and then when the blood starts pouring, it's flipped out to like a dummy. And the room is, like, flipped so that the water goes straight down or the blood goes straight down. And then you actually see it. The room, the blood was so heavy in the room, you can see the blood start to rush one way on the ceiling, which is really cool.
I got to look at that again.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
I didn't catch that either. And then I watched, like, a hyper-analyzed video because I was like, let me go back and double-check this. And it was it's so cool. Like, those things,
that
it's just, it's so... smart, and you're like, how did you think about that? And I want to walk through the construction,
of course,
of that
and
shot.
See that. Yeah, it's awesome. Like seeing these sets in person,
practical, not CGI, and that's the big thing.
That is the best thing. Just like now, it's like all CGI stuff. It's different. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I went to Troma, the headquarters in Queens or Long Island, whatever it is. I think it's Queens. And I filmed the whole like ad with them, like a commercial ad with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they let me be my wrestling character. It was so cool. But seeing the set, seeing the dummies, seeing the characters, just seeing how it is, it's so like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's, yeah.
I love the raw OG stuff. And I always say, there's something, going to the 40s, 50s, there's something about not seeing the kill and having to imagine it.
Mm-hmm.
I know nowadays people love the kill, they love to see the blood, they love to see the gore, but like, why not have a movie where there's like, you don't see any kill?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's called Skinamarink, and it's pretty boring.
Oh, well. I guess, you know.
But have you seen Skinamarink?
No, I haven't.
Okay, don't.
Okay, no, you know, good? Oh, damn.
It's just the corners of chairs, and that's...
That's it?
That's it for an hour and a half.
I don't know then.
And then you hear people talking in the background, and then that's supposed to scare you.
Maybe I'm wrong. All right, guys, I'm wrong. The kills, seeing the kills are awesome.
It helps. Sometimes it helps. Sometimes mm-hmm. I totally agree with you, but I was just, you know...
We're already at a point like now where the kills are getting so crazy, like why go back? But you know, I appreciate the old stuff.
Oh yeah. And it's so like the practical effects of it is just so awesome. Like the this isn't really I guess it might have been practical. Yeah, the tub scene, terrifying, mm-hmm. where
the hand.
She's in the tub. She's got her little pillow for the tub, and
yep.
she's gonna take a nap in a bath, which is That's not smart, and also that doesn't seem. I'm not a bath person by any means. I've never been. I wish I was. People hype them up, but I'm like, as soon as it's like silent, and you're like, okay, let me get into. I hate that. And I'm,
yeah, like the noise is done. Like you know, you like. All you're hearing is yourself moving around in the water. It's like...
I don't want that. Yeah. I mean...
But I will say, as a wrestler, Epsom salt baths are amazing.
Yeah.
But I've stopped doing baths so much because I do know, like, you have to take a bath, you have to take a shower afterwards. Because, you're bathing in your own dirt, you know what I mean? So, like, I'll take a bath and then get up and then shower. And it's like why bathe? Why do a bath anyway?
Yeah.
At that point, right?
Yeah, you're just... Yeah.
It's like wasting water. You know what I'm saying?
And you might get a Freddy claw.
Oh, that's
and
I'll
drag you under.
Or crocodiles. Like I get afraid. Like this crocodile like coming out of this. I still get this the Jaws scare sometimes mm-hmm. in a pool or whatever. I don't know why I do, but like I used to be terrified of pools.
Oh yeah, no, those are scary.
Yeah, definitely.
The Jaws is terrifying, and now you're like, is this bath? Is this gonna be the one that I take where the claw comes up and drags
me down, and then
your mom's like, don't fall asleep in there, and you're like, well.
Too late now.
Too late. And she passes out quick. She's like...
Melatonin.
And that's crazy. When I nap, I can be out within like 2 minutes.
Wow.
Like snoring, dreaming, like drooling. Like that is
That's crazy.
Normal sleep, it takes me a while.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
So I don't nap much.
Okay.
Good
for you.
What I'll do is I prefer on a plane... So okay, so this is gonna tell you something. If I have a long flight, I'll take a sleep drink,
yeah,
and then knock out. But I get really bad dreams on planes.
Interesting.
I get like plane crash dreams while I'm in the plane.
Okay,
sleeping, and it's very scary.
I was actually gonna ask you about nightmares too. So that's
great question.
That's a nightmare.
I had a dream once where, and this is actually pretty recently, I was sleeping on a plane. And, you know, if I sleep, I'm usually either laying like this, neck pillow, or I'm my head on the TV.
Yeah.
And I had the dream of, like, my plane landed on a freeway and started driving with the cars. And I'm like, how is this plane doing this? And then, like, it took off and then landed on a mountain and everyone's getting out of it. And it was just a really bad dream. Because then it crashed and all this shit. And... I've had that dream many times.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't like that. But I fly a lot. You know, growing up, I started wrestling at 14 years old.
Yeah.
So at 16, 17 years old, I was like flying every week.
Yeah.
I've missed weddings, funerals, anniversaries, birthdays. I missed it all, you know, for a very long time. And from flying, that does damage to your body.
Yeah.
Like that. You know, so I always try now to... Always have a neck pillow. Always get some rest on the plane. Plane sleep isn't always the best, but I will say, you know, I like to neck pillow, stretch, and keep your feet moving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm saying this, but if you're someone who flies, take my advice.
It's helpful. It's helpful. It's helpful. It's good advice. It's good advice. Yeah. I'm surprised I've only seen this one and the third movie. Does Freddy ever go on a plane?
I don't think so.
Because that would be really interesting of, like, it's in public and someone falls asleep and Freddy is, like...
kills them in the plane?
Yeah, or something like that. Like, that would be interesting. And then, like, how they're like, yeah, there's a dead body on the plane and that's, like, the... That would be so good!
That would be sick. I do like... He has some wild kills.
He just has some wild kills. Do you have a favorite kill in this movie? He only kills 4 people in this movie. It's a low kill count.
I think the one with the room spinning.
Which one? There's 2 rooms spinning.
Which the one that
Tammy is the one, the girl who gets dragged around the room.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
It's so creepy and like weird and like if I ever saw that, I'd go crazy and be like, oh my god, this is nuts. Yeah. I would have a heart attack.
And then no one believes you because they're like, you killed your girlfriend.
No, I didn't.
It's like, no,
she
you
got
didn't.
Dragged around the room. I know.
You're like, you got to believe me.
No one's gonna believe me.
And which is and at that rate, I would just be like, you know what? I'm just gonna jump out.
Me next.
I'm gonna just do it to myself real quick. And it sucks that he got that Freddy like took the bed sheet and like made him hang himself. Like that sucks.
Mm.
Cause that's just they're like, we're gonna get to him, we're gonna get to him, and then it's like, well,
got to himself.
You were too slow because Freddy got to him first.
What I'll say, recently I had a podcast with a so Freddy, I thought he was framed by the parents who killed him.
Interesting. Okay.
I didn't know that. I rewatched, and he was a killer.
Yes.
So my thought was like, I don't know why I thought this, but like I thought he framed, like they framed him, and that's why he's getting revenge on everybody, all these kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes some sense, though. I was wrong, but it makes some sense.
Yeah.
But no, he actually was a very bad person and became even worse.
Yeah.
With his death.
Yeah. And there's like subtle suggestions of like him potentially being a pedophile.
Was that actually confirmed?
No, it's like alleged. I'm gonna say alleged because someone called me out on this last time and they got really mad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna say alleged. There's just like a couple of things that are like
the new one though. Was that the same story?
I haven't seen the new one, so I can't tell you. But I could not tell you. But there was just like suggestions of like like a skirt was like just slightly riled up, or like even like the tub scene. Like it's just like the suggestion of it. They don't come out right and say it, but it's like you don't need to.
You just think about it. Yeah. Like, okay, wait, this makes some sense.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, could they have just arrested Fred Krueger and thrown him in jail? I think that probably would have been better. The parents, I think they made it worse on themselves by being like, hey, we're going to
burn you alive.
Burn this janitor alive, which again, he shouldn't be alive if he's, you know, kidnapping and potentially, you know, sexually assaulting these kids. But I think burning might be a little. And then if he came back at this rate, I don't know if I would do that.
Put him in jail and
let
him rot.
The mom, she's like, trying to protect you from Fred and you're bringing him up like this. He's dead. Mommy took care of him. It's like, no, you didn't.
He's now 10 times worse than he was before.
Yeah. You tried and it's all your fault. And now he's mad because you made him look like that. You made him look
like cheese.
And I love cheese and I don't want to, that's disgusting.
But I will say this. Whoever thought of the villain and like the appearance and of Freddy Krueger, that's like sick.
Genius.
Like the hand, you know, the hat, the shirt, just everything. Like just thinking of a villain is just so cool. Like the minds and the genius of these people have to be on a level that I can't comprehend. That's why I'm an actor, not a director.
Yeah.
But I do have an upcoming film that I just want to slightly mention. I'm not plugging it. There is a... Our villain is Mr. Reset. And I love, for me, the name Mr. Reset sounds like a name that should have been used already.
Oh, totally.
Do you agree?
Yeah. It sounds like it's been in some like...
Had to have.
Like Bond or Batman or something. Yeah.
So it's a new villain, you know, that we created for this film. And, you know, Mr. Reset sounds like has a good twist to it. So I hope if it's a great job being a new villain, but you know, I'm just saying, like when it comes to creating villains and creating people, giving them a different power, giving them a different look, giving them a different physique, a different way of killing people.
Yeah,
is just, that's always, people want to find the next thing, you know? Oh. And I don't think there'll be a next Freddy. I don't think there'll be a next, I don't know, maybe, hopefully.
Prove us wrong.
Yeah.
Prove us wrong. Yes, prove us wrong.
Please.
Prove us wrong.
Because there's a lot of people, I see so many different, like in different horror villains all the time.
Which, I mean, look, every horror movie is great in their, every movie's good, every movie's bad in their own way.
Yes.
Whatever. It's all based on opinion, whatever. Again, The Grinch, one man's trash, another man's robbery.
Yep.
But, you know, that would be cool. I don't know after Art the Clown, like, where we could go with it, but who knows?
Meaning villains, you mean?
Villains, yeah. And, like, what else is there? But also going back to Freddy, like, the design of, like, the scars. Like,
everything.
What iteration did it take to get to that one?
It's like, how do you, who thinks of these things? Like,
yeah.
And that's like, it's like, how do you, like, I've tried to think of, like, villains. I've tried to think of different superheroes. And when I'm, as a kid growing up, I was always like, what kind of power could I have that isn't made already? You know?
Yeah.
Like, Spider-Man was, like, genius.
That's a spider, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, now there's, like, what's the next superhero? Because like, there's got to be new characters, right? Like, there's got to be something different. And in my opinion, I'm a huge, huge fanboy of the Disney horror films.
Yes.
I love Disney.
Yeah.
But, like, I love the horror films. It's an amazing, because one, it's like they're new villains.
Yeah.
And they're easily able to be villains because, like, they have these, they have their own character and it's just turned evil.
Yes.
I love it. But I do believe that there, I would love to see some new type horror villains that, like, make it to the top besides Terrifier, besides that crew. I think, like, because they've already nailed it. They killed it. Like,
yeah.
I want to see the next one.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see that.
You want to see what's next, guys? Get on it. Get us something.
It.
Get us something weird. We want something awesome, something weird, something fun. Speaking of weird, and I understand that it is a way to help you go to sleep. I understand this is what babies do. But to offer your teenage daughter, hey, here's a glass of warm milk before bed.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I do the warm milk before I go to bed.
Does
occasionally.
Does it help?
Not anymore, because I do melatonins.
Yeah,
I do the,
yeah,
you know, the, like, if I have a NyQuil, if I'm not feeling good,
yeah,
that works.
I feel like it's a placebo, the warm milk. I feel like, oh, yeah, it'll help you sleep.
Maybe, but turkey helps, too, though.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Why?
You know that?
No.
Eat turkey, makes you sleepy. Yeah. There's like a vitamin in it or amino acid in it that makes you tired.
Is it only turkey or is it just meat in general?
I think it's turkey.
Okay,
like
I mean, because anytime like I eat like a burger, afterwards,
you're tired.
Yeah,
well, because that's heavy.
Yeah.
The energy in your body is going to your stomach to like break down the food,
yeah,
and whatever. But like, turkey is like known for making people tired.
Interesting. Oh, so that's why Thanksgiving everyone's like, no, we're not doing anything afterwards.
Yes.
Huh.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I just learned something new today. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I love that.
I'm gonna be hammering turkey before bed.
Oh, it's the best. And in Disney, the turkey legs in Disney, I'll get one, eat it, and then pound that energy drink so I don't get tired. Or Joffrey's coffee.
Why would they give you turkey legs?
It's a big thing. And
I know, but like if it makes you tired, do they know? Does Disney know this? Do they know about the turkey?
I don't know. Because why make people tired if they're
in it? Because then they're going to want to leave.
You don't want them to leave. You want them to stay there to buy more merch and to do more rides and to pay.
So make a chicken. Make a chicken.
Yeah, a chicken leg.
Yeah. That,
just grow it, make it bigger.
Baby chicken. Put a couple in there. I don't know. Yeah. What? Now my brain just—you just exploded my brain a little
Sorry.
Bit.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Turkey,
no, it's okay.
Turkey is a turkey to make you sleepy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to blow my mind with? Jesus, that's awesome. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Turkey milk, warm milk.
Warm milk.
Melatonin.
Warm milk.
Yeah.
That's, and you do that.
I've done the warm milk. Back then, you know, now I do if I need sleep, melatonin, or like if I'm on a plane, one of those sleep shots.
Yeah.
But I don't recommend them because they make you drowsy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't know. And they also give you bad dreams too.
You know what? And I might be crazy for this. I love a bad dream.
Do you?
I love a nightmare. I love a nightmare. Horror movies are so... I'm so numb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I'm so numb. No, I watch so many that like the scares don't scare me. And so to make up a horror movie in my mind where there is no limitations and it actually freaked me out, then I'm like, okay, how can I make this practical and turn this into a movie?
And you write it into a movie. I was going to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right into it. I have a question though.
Yeah.
don't know if this is just me. I hope it's not just me. Maybe, actually, I hope it is just me, because then I have a superpower. Are you able to tell yourself in a nightmare that, like, don't worry, it's a nightmare, like, you're going to be fine?
Just, yes.
You do tell? Okay, you can do that? Okay,
yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people who play a lot of video games can control their dreams. I don't know if you can control your dreams. I can. I can usually stop them if I'm like, something's happening and I don't like it. I'll be like, nope, I don't like this. Like, I had a dream once where I saw my parents get blown up in a car and I said, nope, I don't like that. And it literally went and then started over and they like diverted. I'm like, you can keep going with this dream, but I don't want them to explode.
Freddy's worst nightmare. You are Freddy's worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can control my dreams. He's fucked in my head. Also, there's always a dinosaur in my dreams.
Really?
There's always a velociraptor hanging out.
Holy shit.
But for me, anytime someone dies in my family or in my life, they usually appear in my dream within the week that they died.
Wow.
I genuinely think it is them saying goodbye. Like, I don't know. But my grandma, she appeared in my dream, and she was a big bowler. And so it was at a bowling alley, and there was a dinosaur. And she was like, what the hell's going on?
That's crazy.
And I was like, Grandma, it's my dream. Just go with it. And she goes, you're right. Let's go. So, and it was just such like my grandma response. And I was like, that's definitely... You know,
it's a cool power to have.
Yeah. So, but it's happened like with a lot of people where I've had like dreams of like, and I mean, going off of that, like I've had dreams where I've met people who I've never met before. And then the next day I meet them in person.
That's sick.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell?
Are you a director? You should be a director.
Oh, films. I am a director. Yeah, yeah,
you do? Mm-hmm. You have made films?
Yeah, a couple. Yeah. A couple shorts. Yeah. It's more shorts now, but.
But like.
Working on features.
You should.
Yeah.
That's fire. Because it's like, if you have a mind like that, who's like, you're desensitized to kills. You have dreams, but you can control them. Like.
I'm a control freak. What can I say?
You're the next like big director. God. Come on. Like, that's crazy over here.
Hype me up more. Thank you. No, it's, yeah, it's fun. But I love a nightmare. I love, being scared and like in my dreams, I think it's so. I don't get scared in daylight. Daily, I mean, daily life is scary. In general, being here, but being alive is scary. Very but much. The movies don't scare me as much. So to have my own little personal movie up here,
you win.
It's great. It's great. And then sometimes you full Inception it, mm-hmm. and you wake up in a dream. And you're like, I'm awake. And then something happens and you're like, this is actually happening. And then you actually wake up and you go, what?
Yeah, that's crazy too.
It's happened twice to me. Oh, and they've both been paranormal and I did not enjoy them.
So you've seen ghosts?
I don't know if I've seen ghosts, but I think I've felt them and I've fucked with my dreams enough. And I've had like a haunted object. I like the mirror in my apartment, I think, is haunted. I got it. Everyone makes fun of me because I found it behind my apartment. But it's so pretty. And I saged it, and that's what you're supposed to do. And I think it...
it's haunted.
Yeah.
Like the evil queen haunted. Like you talk
Not
about.
Like evil queen. I don't think it's evil. I just think it was still like within like the first 3 months of me having it. And I was taking a nap on my couch, and I woke up in my dream. And I was like, I know you're there. I know you're there. What are you doing? And then the ghost dragged me around the room and then like threw me back on the couch. And then I woke up. I was looking at the mirror and I was like, what the hell? I thought we were friends. But it actually felt like I was moving. And I've never had a dream like that where I actually feel like I'm moving. And it's only happened twice. And they both have been paranormal experiences. So anyways, Freddy's fucked if he's going out of my dreams. Oh, we're not going boiler room. No. I'm putting him in a weird place. And he's going to be so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be so overwhelmed. I'm going to overstimulate him. And it's just, he's going to be like, this is too much. I quit. I'll go to somebody else.
Yeah.
Or he'll be like, can we come to a truce? Can you work with me? And then maybe
I will. Maybe help him. And then maybe, you know, your friends who did you wrong.
Yeah. And then maybe he gives me a fedora.
Yeah.
Are you a fedora person?
The hat?
Yeah.
What's that?
The hat that he wears, the fedora.
I like fun hats. Yeah.
Sick.
I like fun hats. Yeah. If I see a hat that's fun, I throw it on my head.
Yeah. And that's the rule.
Yeah. You see a fun hat, you put it on.
And that's the rule. Yeah. I don't know if I can rock a fedora, but hey, for Freddy,
we're going to do it.
Maybe the glove. The glove definitely. The red and green, I don't know.
I like it.
I do, but I was born near Christmas, so I don't want to. Oh, okay. I don't want to be Christmas.
Is that Christmas colors?
Yes, red and green.
But isn't it like a different red and green than Christmas going on?
Yeah, it can be. It's any Christmas.
Yeah,
it's
you're
always
right.
Red and green, but you know, it's. I mean, it's more like a muted.
Yeah.
Red and green.
Like a grandma's red and green.
Yeah. That's what that feels like. I mean, it is like disheveled and it's old because he did get burned alive. Which again, why wouldn't you stab him first or something? It's such a choice to be like, no, I'm gonna light you on fire.
Yeah,
that's also if you're gonna kill somebody, do it. You know,
like fire, they could burn and they could really like burn heavily, but you don't know if they're gonna die.
Yeah, I. At least, or like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem practical. Now, it's a movie. I know that. But I'm like, if you're going to do it, like, shit or get off the pot, you know?
I love when movies have, like, stories like that. I love when movies have a deeper story, though.
Yeah.
Like, Michael Myers, you know, Halloween.
He just kills.
Sorry to go on a tangent, but,
oh,
like,
you're good.
Halloween, for me, I love it so much more than anything.
Yes.
But part of me is, like, I really want to know, like, why can't he die? And I know they did go into it with a different, like, with, like, a sub- episode, right? Like, what was it? Like, he's cursed?
Yes.
But like, I just want to know why he can't die and why Laurie.
Yeah.
Was that ever really answered without having to assume it?
I haven't seen all of them, and comments will correct me if I'm wrong, so please do. Isn't Laurie, aren't they, like, related?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so but that's why.
Part of it's like, it's like.
But why would you kill your only relative? Anyways, he's got family issues.
Yeah,
clearly.
Oh, of course.
But why does he keep coming after her? He's obsessed.
And there's other movies like that, like show the story of Michael Myers in a different way, which is awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
But part of me is just like, I just want to know why and how he can't die. You know, it's just like. Knowing the why makes things feel like, okay, this like Freddy, like, you know the why, you know the how, you know that stuff. And again, with movies, they're movies.
Yeah.
Some movies don't have that, and there's something special to that, but some movies that I love so much that I'm like, damn, I really want to know why. Like Jason, his mom, he drowned because they were fooling around the camp counselors, and his mom, she got killed, right?
Then
that's his revenge. It makes sense.
Goodbye.
But why he can't die and turns into an alien, all these different things. I'm like, you know. But, like, I'm a wrestler. So, like, in wrestling, we always tell stories in the ring. We take the crowd on emotional roller coasters.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's always a why. There's always a how. There's always a when. There's always a something that we're teaching the audience to see in our match. So I'm a very story-driven person, you know, when it comes to, like, film, wrestling, everything. I love telling stories. Because I love being able to take crowds on a bunch of roller coasters, like cheering, booing, whatever it is, and that's how fans remember you by making them have emotion. You know,
that's true.
So I'm a very emotional person. You know, I'm a very emotional person. I cry in movies. If I'm watching the Disney fireworks, I'll cry. You know, if I watch my niece celebrate her little graduation, I cry. You know, I'm one of those.
I'm a
crier.
Good for you, man.
Yeah,
you're so brave for that.
Yeah, I've admitted that I cry a lot. I don't cry a lot, but like movies, I'll cry. You know,
whatever it is.
My mom, she sees a parade, she cries. That's weird.
No, there's something about it's like the happiness.
Yes,
that is like it like triggers something. There's something about. I saw this online. I forget what it was, but it was like somebody's like, I cry at parades. Why is that? And it's like there's like an overall like happiness.
I like that.
That's true.
I like that. Yeah. But for me, it's like I what was it? I saw Donald Duck come out. We were me and my wife and my dad were in Disney.
Yeah.
And me and my dad the same. So we see Donald Duck come out, and some little kid goes, "Oh!" I give him a big hug.
Yeah.
Me and my dad look at each other and start crying.
You're like, I'm scared of Donald Duck. No, you're so in love.
It's like you know, at heart, you know. But also, I cry on rides. Like during Soarin', I cry. I don't know why. It's just like, wow, this
is beautiful.
The music, you know, it's beautiful.
It's awesome. Yeah.
I cry. What else did I cry? I cried at I cry a lot of things.
That's awesome.
You know, my wedding. Oh my.
Oh my God.
My face was red. I was tissues. I had someone run up from the stands and to give me, I was a mess. It's bad. But hey, I'm emotional, you know, and I wasn't always that way. But my dad became that way when he got a little older. Well, he had a heart attack. So that's kind of, he had a heart attack when he was like 40.
Yeah.
I'm 26. So it's like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I should, the emotional part of me should have came out later in my life, but like hit me when I was like 22 years old.
Yeah.
And I've been a crier since.
God.
Yeah. Movies. I cry in like happy movies too. It's like weird, but yeah. Wow. Sorry about the tangent.
No. This is what the podcast is, an ADHD podcast.
There we go. So that
is,
and it's okay to cry. You know,
it's okay to cry.
Yeah. It's okay to, you know, it's okay, you know.
And men cry. It's real. See? Yes. Look at that.
We're human beings.
That's a man. You know? Look at that. He's crying. He's crying right now. He's sobbing. Ready, set, go. You start. You feel the one single tear. I have not mastered the art of crying on command. I'm working on that.
I can't either.
It's hard. I use a tear stick.
Nice.
Because it's, I mean, professional. I mean, I get paid. So I'm technically legally a professional. But bigger people also use tear sticks, so it's like,
why not?
Do
you, so with your comedy, what's your favorite thing about your comedy career?
Oh God,
I know a lot of comedians.
No, yeah,
and I have a lot of friends who are comedians, and they're all very, they have a lot of range. They could be funny. They could be a million different things, and it. To me, it's like a skill that like is hard to unlock.
Yeah. For me, I think my favorite thing about my comedy is that you expect, I think the way I look, you expect one thing, then what comes out of my mouth is a different thing.
That's awesome.
And it's usually a lot darker and a lot more fucked up than you think it's going to be.
Nice.
So that's always really fun.
That's awesome.
It's I catch people off guard, and that's the story of my life. And
emotional.
I love that. Yeah.
Catch people off guard, yet you trigger emotion.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you make your money.
I prefer a groan over a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So if that tells you anything.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Prefer a groan. I that is.
I gotta watch your comedy.
It's great.
I gotta watch more of that. I love comedy. I've having friends who are comedians.
Yeah.
I've learned the art. I've learned how hard it is.
Hard. It's fun, but it's hard.
Yeah. It's like I said, I'm wrestling 12 years. So like, the first 4 years of my career, I had to, 5 years, scratch, claw, every opportunity I had to like do, you know what I mean? It was, nothing was given. Nothing was easy. It was mentally just destroys you, you know? And I think comedy is the same way.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I'm at the point in my career where I'm very, things are happening in a way I've never experienced or never imagined. But comedians kind of have it the same with wrestling, where it's like, In the beginning, it's so hard. They got to like perform in front of like five people sometimes. You know what I mean? And that's not easy. But
it's hard.
But yeah, it is. But like over time, with progress and with like trusting yourself and betting on yourself and just working hard and staying true to yourself, you know, that brings you to where you got to get to. And I think I've seen that a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
And I love comedians because it's like, I see the parallel with wrestling. And acting. There's such a huge parallel, all three industries.
Oh, yeah.
And just seeing how hard it can be. Like, I have a friend who's, like, complaining, like, oh, man, like, I can't get a breakthrough on this. I'm trying so hard. And now he's broke through.
Yeah.
But through social media, which is a huge, massive bonus for a lot of us, where we work so hard and we, you know. But, like I said, I just know the struggle it takes for comedians. As a wrestler, I've struggled so much. I see it, and I have a lot of respect for it.
Yeah, it's badass. It's hard. I mean, everything. I mean, the fact that you were thrown around the ring, and I commend you, and good for you. I would be snapped, and I would break every bone in my body. So, and good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. I can't. Habada, good for you.
It's a lot of pain.
Yeah.
It is a lot of pain.
A lot of blood. But it looks fun.
It is fun.
I would die, but it looks fun.
And comedy, there's an art to it. Like, people don't realize that. It's not just like being silly or being funny. It's like being able to like do the lines a certain way.
Yeah.
There's school to teach this stuff?
Yeah, you can go to comedy like they have comedy classes and stuff. Yeah.
This is like some people are just amazing at it, and I'm like, how are they so good at this? Like, are they just really funny, or are they just like?
Yeah. It's usually, I mean, it's practice, and it's like it takes about 10 years to like really master your craft. And it's every joke, it's like the 10,000 hours to master in theory one joke. And, you know, it's hard though, because with social media, everyone wants to post like a million clips. So you get, you know, half-assed, you know, million jokes, which is fine. But like to master the couple jokes, I mean, it's tough, but it's, you know, it's part of the fun. Like I did a show 2 weeks ago and I bombed so hard on jokes that I know crush. And I was like, I know it's not me. I know it's them.
They weren't laughing?
Yeah, they were. I mean, it was like in a rich part of town and they were, it was outside and it was bad. So I was like, and it wasn't just me. The other comics also, like everybody bombed. So they just were not ready for comedy.
So what were they there for? Oh, it was like just an event?
Yeah, it was like they just sucked. So I was like, well, you know what? This is not me, and I know that, and I don't need your pity claps. I hate all of you. And I said that to them. I was like, I hate all of you, and I don't care, and I don't care. I'm never going to see any of you again. I don't like any of you here.
I love that.
And they were like, you did a great job. I'm like, don't talk to me. You don't get to do that now. You don't get to do that. So we are slowly nearing the end. Are there any final thoughts on Nightmare on Elm Street? Like your like favorite scenes, what the fuck moments, anything that you're like, oh my, I mean, it's always like we talk about the things we remember because that's the fun part. But like, is there anything that you're like, oh, we didn't talk about this and I really want to talk about it?
I like Freddy vs. Jason. Sorry. I know
no,
it's
that's
like,
so good. No, you're not.
I love it. Yeah. I think it's so, I don't know. Like, that movie was such well done, I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like they mastered Freddy's like powers beyond anything. And also, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Freddy in Dead by Daylight, the game. Okay. Have you ever played it?
No.
Friggin' phenomenal.
Okay, cool. Hell yeah.
Like, it's a horror game.
Yeah.
And you play as a survivor, you play as a killer. And they do Freddy so well. And, like, I just think there should be a standalone Freddy game. There should be a standalone Freddy, like, ride. Like, mm-hmm. I think there is so much more they could do with the Nightmare on Elm Street. Even though they've done a lot with it already, they could always do it. I just think there's so many legs to what horror, like, I think there could be a Halloween, like, haunted house. There could be a Halloween video game, which there is coming out soon, actually. Like, I just think horror offers such a wide variety of just massive outreach.
Totally.
Video games, you know, merchandise, incredible merchandise. But I just think Freddy deserves, like, his own standalone game, I think.
Yeah, that'd be epic. That'd be epic.
And I ride.
Mean, Freddy, or if you don't get any of those, I think a prequel would be really nice of how Freddy came beforehand. To be.
Yes!
Yeah, and I know it's hard to, you know, find a young Robert Englund, but I mean, like, you know.
You find them. Find someone
like
him.
Somebody, there's got to be somebody who looks like him who can, you know, give the same charisma and stuff as him.
That won't be easy, though.
That won't be easy, but I mean.
He has great charisma.
I know, but there's somebody out there. There's some actor who looks like him, even if it's not in the U.S., if it's somebody wherever, like, I guarantee you that would be so cool, but I don't think they're ever going to do that. I think that was pitched to Robert, and he wants to do it, but the studio was like, no, we're not doing that.
Wow.
Which is silly, because I think that would be a fun little thing. And, you know, the Nightmare fans, they want more, which they have. They have so many movies.
They do.
There's so many movies. But, I mean, like, if you're going to do one more, I would say make a prequel to everything.
Because
that's more, I think that's interesting.
You know what would be fun? A Lego Nightmare on Elm Street game.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I there's like Lego game, Lego Star Wars. That would be so much fun playing as like Lego Freddy. I don't know.
Yeah,
so, but I don't
that would be fucking awesome. That'd be awesome.
This is like the most ADHD podcast I've ever been.
Yeah, and like, I'm so glad you're here.
I feel like it's perfect for it though.
This is what this podcast is. It's what I find interesting is a conversation between people about a movie. And when you get off topic, you get off topic. But that's what I find interesting. Other people, they don't, and they let me know. And I thank you for keeping me humble. But no, then go to a different podcast that deep dives. There's hundreds of those. I think this one is just, it's fun, it's different, and it's what keeps me sane. Otherwise, I would not keep doing it.
And it's good because you get to see people's personalities and see people, you get
to know them a little bit versus just, and it's, then it allows you to play a little bit more. The last thing I want to talk about though, before we wrap up though, is the ending of the movie with the Krueger car, where you're like, they're all getting into the Freddy Mobile. They're like, oh, they're going to drive off. Everything's fine. It was, just kidding. Everything's fine. And they get into the car and then the hood pops up and it's Freddy's colors, red and green, and it's like driving off. And then you see the mom like, tee-hee-hee, I'll buy kids, have fun. You see the jump ropers singing the one, two, three, come for you.
Grand
thing. Then apparently Wes Craven hated all of that. He didn't want that ending.
Mm-hmm.
And he really hated this part. When the mom is by the door, she gets grabbed and then dragged through the window of the door. But it's the worst mannequin you've ever seen. I mean, it's a mannequin, but it's the worst mannequin puppet you've ever seen in your entire life.
Oh, my gosh.
And it almost ruins the ending because it's like the movie's – look, I'm not a Freddy fan. It's not my number one go-to movie, but it's a good movie. And it just gets ruined by that ending. And you're just like, you could have just cut it and have them be like, well, I guess we're done. Yay. And then have it cut to the next movie. And then it'd be fine. But they were like, what if we had this
mannequin right here?
Krueger car and this mannequin. And it's just silly. Silly. Yeah. But again, it's still overall a good movie. Were you afraidy or not afraidy of A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Wow, that's a good question.
I know.
So I remember my first time seeing Freddy was with my dad and my family upstate New York getting the crane machine and then watching it later.
Yes.
So I think I was afraidy at first. And then I became
an adult.
And loved it.
Yeah.
Very much. Do you love it?
It's not my go-to. It's not like it's not my favorite, but
what is your favorite? Like, what do you love?
Well, I would always say Scream, but it's kind of changed in the past. Like, since the last time I recorded a podcast, Hereditary is, I think that might be my favorite movie right now.
Hereditary?
Yeah. That was genuinely, it's just like a great movie. But I love, all horror, I still enjoyed myself. Like, that's, but it's not like my go-to. Mm-hmm. The Nightmare on Elm Street is not something that it's not my favorite. But out of 10, how would you rate it?
10.
10, 10 out of 10.
Boom. Listen, everyone knows Freddy Krueger. Yeah. And for that, you got to give that credit.
Yeah,
you
know? He's great. I'm going to give it a 7.5.
That's still pretty good.
Anything over a 5 is great.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite movie. And that's okay. And that's my opinion. That's my opinion. And yeah, I'm sticking with it. Well, this is the time of the show where you plug yourself, plug your things, where people can find you, all that, all the jazz, all the projects you got coming up.
I love it.
Ready, set, go. Boom.
All right, Instagram, follow me at Vinny Pacifico. Twitter, or X, Vinny Pacifico 1. YouTube, Vinny Pacifico 1. Facebook, Vinny Pacifico. And I think that's it.
Amazing.
But movies, I have 8 of them I'm cast for in the next couple months.
Hell
it's crazy. I'm very, very, very lucky. Very blessed, knock on wood. I've never experienced, I never thought that this would happen this fast. But I'm so grateful for it. Very soon, my first film I ever did called Mr. Reset, it's a wrestling horror film, is coming very soon.
Yay!
And it's exciting. Bloody Disgusting just did a press release for it and trailer drop. I can't wait. It means the world to me because I put my wife in it and she killed it, earned herself a spot. And it's just a story of a young me, I play myself, upcoming wrestler. I got bullied a lot growing up. I got bullied a lot when I started wrestling. So it shows the horrors of, a young wrestler who wants to make it and wants to give his wife the world and wants to just be the best and make it. And then you have Mr. Reset, who's this master of society of the underground wrestling world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of really what it's about. It's really, I'm very excited for people to see it.
Fuck yeah. I can't wait to see it. That sounds awesome.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Well, Vinny, thank you so much for being on. And thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, all that jazz. On Katie Afraidy on all social media platforms, you know the drill. We're also on Patreon. Check us out there for extended episodes. And Yeah, that's about it. We end every episode with good or bad advice regarding the movie. And I usually don't think about it till like this very moment. So this is right at the top of my head. So after A Nightmare on Elm Street, I would say my advice to you would be don't sleep. Don't ever. And I think that's or do or start controlling your dreams and freak them out.
But you can't because that's Katie's thing.
That's my thing. So
good luck.
Good luck. On that note, guys, we will see you next time and stay afraidy.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
Craven, director of The Hills Have Eyes and Last House on the Left, a new masterpiece in fantasy terror, Nightmare on Elm Street.